For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. Ongoing budget talks at the Illinois State House have shown no real sign of progress. This week, Senate Democrats pressed Governor Bruce Rauner's administration to explain its proposal to shift pension costs to local school districts. The governor's budget director, Hans Zygmunt, defended the idea at a Senate committee, saying Illinois would face a deficit worth billions absent this or other cost-saving measures. If the shift is approved, school districts around the state would pay an additional 25% of their pension costs in the next year alone. Democratic State Senator Scott Bennett of Champaign asked Zygmunt what that would mean for districts.
Would you at least acknowledge that it's likely that most districts would see a property tax increase as a way to pay those increased costs?
No.
Zygmunt says the administration is willing to bend on the terms of that cost shift, but Democrats say it's giving the governor's office a reason to slow walk the budget process. Lawmakers have until May 31st to agree on a budget. I'm Sam Dunklaw.